Danyu.
5 Coastal Path Extended.
Stanza Poetry Festival starts today.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Wednesday the 14th of March. With this evening's news, I'm Hillary Gustafson.
And I'm Verity Bainton. 5 Coastal Path has become the longest continuous coastal route after the completed extension along the River Tay estuary. The path now goes from Kincardine Bridge in the west to Newburgh in the north. The whole route is now 117 miles and is the most popular and oldest coastal walk in Scotland. The chief executive of the Fife Coast and Countryside Trust, Amanda McFarlane, commented on the extension, saying it is the completion of a long-held ambition to deliver a coastal walk that starts and finishes at the Kingdom's borders.
The 15th edition of Stanza International Poetry Festival kicks off tonight in the Byer Theatre with an event headlined by rector Alistair Moffat and actor David Heyman. The celebration launches the programme, which is comprised of over 100 events and will bring over 60 poets to the town. The big names of this year include Kathleen Jamie, Jackie Kay, and Christopher Reed. The two themes of this year's festival are The Image and Poetry by Degrees. The festival runs until Sunday the 18th of March and will conclude with a performance by the world's only Scottish Western swing band, Mending Hearts Trio.
The Office of National Statistics has released new figures showing Scottish unemployment increased by 6,000 from November 2011 to January this year. The total unemployment rate, which includes those on benefits and those out of work, is said to be 18,000 higher than it was a year ago. The Finance Secretary, John Swinney, said that the UK Chancellor should take urgent action to create jobs in time for the UK budget plans being released next week.
A recent study undertaken by a health charity has warned that smoking shisha could be as bad for your health as smoking. This type of smoking involving the inhaling of flavoured smoke has typically been believed to have little effect on a person's health. Some have even believed it to have health benefits. The study has revealed that an hour-long session of shisha could be as bad for you as smoking 100 cigarettes. The British Heart Foundation have noted similar sentiments in the past in response to comparable statements.
A fall in the number of birds of prey being poisoned in Scotland has been recorded. In 2011, just 10 incidents of illegal poisoning causing 16 deaths were recorded, in comparison with the 22 incidents and 28 deaths of 2010. These results are the lowest on record, but the Scottish Government warns against getting too complacent. Fatalities included 7 buzzards, 4 red kites and a golden eagle. Environment Minister Stuart Stevenson said he was happy about the decline and hoped that it would continue. Duncan Orr Ewing, Head of Species and Land Management for RSPB Scotland, hopes that golden eagles, hen harriers and red kites, the most vulnerable species, will become less endangered over time.
Those were today's headlines. More news tomorrow or online anytime at standersradio.com.
Tune in to Star at standersradio.com.
Standers Radio. Globally tubular.